Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Only Mahomes, Byron Pringle.
Stop it. Stop it. You can't do this. You can't escape. You can't make these plays. You can't make these throws. Patrick Mahomes, just stop it. We haven't seen this. I mean, we've seen Brett Favre. We've seen Aaron Rodgers. We've seen John Elway. I just don't remember anybody doing what this young man has done so far in the league.
Complete love fest. In a loss, by the way. Complete love fest.
Sounds like Meg Ryan in that diner scene when Harry met Sally. Yeah, yes. Oh my God, yes, Collinsworth. Jeez, did you just smoke and a scotch after that?
Was that an obscure reference? You're going to have to apologize to that caller.
Sorry,
earlier.
Ditzy there. I apologize. No, that reminded me of something funny from a movie.
Greg loves when Harry met Sally.
Yes.
He loves Billy Crystal.
Not a big Billy Crystal fan. I never got Billy Crystal.
I don't mind. That's one of my favorite movies, actually.
It is?
Yeah.
No. I like
City
it.
Slickers. City Slickers is a great movie. No?
I can't without it.
Really? No, not a huge fan.
You look marvelous.
Hello. Hey, Steve.
Hey. Good morning, folks.
What's up?
I just wanted to say I'm 47 years old, and I've done some kind of organized football since I was 8. And watching the Patriots yesterday, I was pretty stoked.
Oh, so you're not like Nick. You don't feel like the offense is broken.
No, because they're following a plan depending on who their opposition is. Mm-hmm. They had a hard time getting Michelle going at the beginning of the season. And so they realized this specific team, which has a terrible backfield, they were able to pass to set up the run. And that's just really good. And with the injuries that they have and the factor that they're going to have is coaching.
Yeah, but understandably so when it's a game plan offense, Steve. But that first half when they were trying to get the passing game going, I mean, they were missing some balls early, not great separation, a couple injuries. I mean, there just doesn't seem to be the same kind of fluidity to the passing offense that we've come to expect. And it's... I know, again, it's early and Brady's working with new weapons, but it's all right. It's a work in progress. We'll not say it's broken. Let's come down off the broken ledge and maybe find our way to the...
No, you said broken.
I did. We've all said lots of things that we've learned to either amend or adjust.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who concerns you when it comes to the schedule? I think you said the Browns earlier.
Well, that'll be the first game. I think the first loss on the schedule could be in Philadelphia because Philadelphia's defense is playing much better. They're getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and that's a diversified offense that, if it is in stride, could give the Patriots defense its first real test. We'll see about Cleveland tonight when they play the other undefeated quarterback, old Jimmy G.
At halftime, Greg, he said he was worried about the Pats and the Jets. He said the Jets could beat this team.
Yep.
I remember never saying that, but thank you for making that up.
Well, the Eagles game, that's late in November, correct?
That's after a bye week, too.
November 17th, yeah. They play Baltimore on a Sunday night. They have a bye week. And then 4:25 at the Eagles. Should be a really gentle environment, too.
Yeah. Hello, Paul.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up, Paul?
I think that you have to look at this objective.
Paul, you got to either – are you on Bluetooth or something?
No, I was blocking the speaker with my phone.
Right. What's up?
I think people forget last week's game was the most three and outs. Teams step up and play monster defense at home against us. Washington did it again yesterday. So we learned to adjust and look what we did in the second half. Tom's learning to read the run pass option. Boney Michelle did not look too phony yesterday. And again, you can't emphasize when the Chiefs come into town, they get up there in the first half and they're going to throw all sorts of stuff at us. And I don't think it's a big deal. We're overcoming. It's only the game 4. And the best news is, look at what Kansas City got beat up like yesterday.
Yes.
They're not the big threat they appear to be.
Well, I don't know that you could say they're not the big threat that they appear to be.
No, I mean, Boomer
was saying that Mahomes was hurt in the second half.
He was. Tyreek Hill is not back yet as well. They've got their own issues to iron out. But would it not concern anyone just a little bit that from the second half of the Jets game through the end of the Bills game, the Patriots had, count them, five drives of five plays or more in a game and a half leading up to yesterday's game. So when they came out a little clunky yesterday, Brady throws the pick in the red zone, you get a little concerned.
And you didn't say that to him, but you're more concerned about him when it comes to picks in the red zone.
Red zone picks and consistency. Put together some drives, even if they're not going to score. Put together some 7, 9, 10-play drives. Only five with five plays over a game and a half? That's not typically Patriots football.
But then again, Tom was pretty complimentary about the O-line when he was on this morning.
He was, and he also put something in his stories today about the offensive line of vote of support. Yep.
Oh, Danielle will tell you that's how you can determine exactly how Tom Brady feels about anything strategically.
I noticed he didn't let me pin him on that.
Is his Instagram.
He liked four things this morning: a post from The Rock, a post from Roger Federer, and a couple of other things. He's liked every single post of Antonio Brown's since he was released from the Patriots, save for like three of them.
Well, if you think
that's not a passive-aggressive maneuver, you're nuts.
But if he's liking something from Dwayne Johnson this morning, what does that say to you? What does that
mean? The Rock is an innocuous nothing.
What kind of a message?
It's a nothing burger, as Fitzy would say.
I thought you said everything that he does on social media is calculated.
Yeah, that's a casual like, but for him to Antonio Brown.
So that's a casual
like. He wants Dwayne The Rock Johnson to join up with TB12
right,
and promote
it.
He's trying to curry favor.
And Roger Federer. He wants all the celebrities.
Right, the big names.
Yes, that have their own sort of like special branded logo. Federer has that RF thing.
Mm-hmm. And you like those two guys' ass cheeks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know where The Rock lives, San Francisco. Could be a sign that,
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he liked Roger Federer's.
Do you have to get your tinfoil hat special fitted, Ken?
By the way, notice Fitzy hasn't mentioned the timeout blunder at the start of the game. Nothing anti-Belichick at all from this guy. I don't know how it's come to this, but I mean.
You think they'll ask him about that this afternoon?
No, of course not. No.
If I may be completely honest, at that absolute turd bowl of a stadium, it took me so long to get in, I missed it.
Oh,
that's unheard of, right? Have you ever seen that before? Belichick calls a timeout before the first play?
Before the first play.
What is happening?
That's pretty bad.
That's discombobulated. Very discombobulated.
That's the offensive continuity.
All right.
Lacking it.
You will hear from the coach this afternoon, Bill Belichick, on with OMF this afternoon, and I'm sure they'll ask about that and everything else. It is a Patriots Monday, and this is WEEI.
Patriots running back James White, later today from 10 to 2 on Dale and Keefe with Wiggy. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Encourage you not to give up on losing weight. Set up your consultation. Learn how easy losing weight really can be. That Tom Brady interview of ours and the Boomer Esiason interview up at WEI.com. Boomer brought to you in part by DCU and Vertex. For the Patriots, they've got the short week with the Giants, the opponent Thursday night. That'll be an 8:20 kickoff. But indeed, the Chiefs lose last night 19-13 to the Colts. They fall to 4-1, so the only undefeated team now in the AFC. The Patriots, the Bills did win, though, 4-1 on the year. They beat Tennessee in what looked like an ugly game, 14-7, I think was the final there. But the Patriots, a 33-7 win. Tom Brady now 18 yards away from moving past Peyton Manning for second place in the all-time passing yards list. Did you think Brady cared about that when you asked him that question earlier? He didn't write it off. Sometimes he says, I don't know these stats or whatever, but I think he knows fully well about these ones.
I think he knows, but I think he gives the right answer. It's a team answer. Mm-hmm. It's not individual. It's like kind of like Curtis's attitude about this program. It's all about the sum total of the team.
Lead producer, he calls
himself. Not about his individual merits.
Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
We gave the player of the week. You gave the game ball, the Needham Bank game ball, to Julian Edelman. Sony Michel could have had an argument there, right? 91 yards on 16 carries. They went heavily three receiver sets in the first half. Not many of those in the second half. They really changed the formations if you look at it. 25 in the first half, 7 in the second half. So they were trying the tight ends. They're really throwing crap against the wall to see what stuck is what it looked like.
Yeah, and by the way, we are T-minus 6.5 hours until the Patriots have to activate Ben Watson. So Watson watches on, because if they don't activate him by 4, he's gone.
Yeah, what's up there? Anything? You surprised he didn't play? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I'm no one has any idea. They've, like, completely been on lockdown about Ben Watson. So
We'll see.
Jay Gruden fired this morning, so it's a Black Monday in D.C. Actually, they're probably celebrating based on the way they've started down there.
Was he there for five seasons?
Yeah.
Playoffs and once.
The start of Colt McCoy was just bizarre. Like, they played Haskins, the rookie, for a game, and then they pulled it back. It's a mess. 2-2 Cleveland tonight at 3-0 San Francisco. We have it for you on Sports Radio WEEI after Monday night. MLB playoffs. We've got four games there today. Braves beat the Cardinals with a big rally in the ninth. 2-1. They lead that series. Dodgers up 2-1 on the Nationals, but Max Scherzer goes 6-40 tonight. Joe Castiglione's favorite pitcher of all time, Rich Hill, opposes Scherzer in that one. AL gets back and going. Astros and Yankees look like they are on a collision course to meet up. Celtics had a preseason win last night, and the Bruins in Vegas tomorrow night. They beat Arizona late on Saturday. This is The Greg Hill Show.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
And I was wondering if it's weird to you or if you embrace it when you have a fan base that has a football team that is 5-0 and they still wake up on Monday morning and they feel a little bit negative.
Well, I think that's our society in general. I think society in general is a little bit negative on everything. So I think that just speaks to a much larger, you know, not necessarily football, but life in general. So we have a great fan base, and, you know, they support us. You know, we've seen that in some of the biggest moments at our parades. And yesterday in D.C. was pretty cool. But, I've been a fan, too, and I understand that when it doesn't go great, you know, you get to voice your opinion and so forth. And
he's talking about you there, Nick.
Yep.
Doesn't want you to be so negative. I mean, it's all you do is negative. You and the fans. I mean, you have people whining this morning about a team that's 5-0.
I know, and I'm their Pied Piper.
Yeah, well, you're panicked about the Cleveland Browns. I mean,
you want to focus on the negative.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm worried about the Browns game, worried about the Eagles game, worried about all these games. Concerned about the team that just won the Super Bowl and hasn't lost a game this season.
If the Browns win tonight, the Patriots will be the NFL's only undefeated team, defending Super Bowl champions. And if you listen to radio in Boston, you'd think that they were, you know, going to miss the playoffs.
That they were the Redskins.
Yeah. Several texters speculating about Ben Watson that the reason why is because of the quick turnaround and he's an old man. And so you got the Sunday, Thursday turnaround. And so theoretically, maybe that. But then somebody was texting in about cap space and about the fact that they want to get a receiver, and he's $2.7 million. Is that does that make sense?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
That they're waiting on that.
Now, I know they have a roster exemption for him until they have to activate him, but I'm not sure exactly if when you're suspended, your salary wouldn't count against the cap. I would think it would already be against the cap. I mean, these cap questions will just drive you. I mean, they'll just drive you absolutely insane.
No, but I think the texter's saying, do they want him at all? Right? You can save that $2.4 million.
Save that.
Lose Ben Watson
or whatever it is.
Yeah. Right. Well, we could probably use. Let's say they've played five games and they have five receptions by the tight ends. I mean, I'd take a flyer on Watson. He's 38. He's a good blocker. Good catcher.
But they deliberately try to get Lacoste and Izzo involved this weekend, almost to see what they've got. This is like, you know, last. Final test of those two.
And you didn't need Watson against the Deadskins yesterday. And if you're gonna bring him back in maybe Thursday night, work him in against the Giants, who couldn't cover a tight end with five guys.
Well, you don't really need him until you really face the Browns. I mean, you don't need him the next 2 weeks at all. I mean, the Jets are atrocious. Giants aren't much better.
Speaking of the Jets, here's a Jets fan who says, it's called having a spoiled fan base.
Yep.
And you're the worst.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank
you. It's called, you have nothing to root for except for a comet, a meteor, or the end of time. You are a Jets fan. You want a hole to open up and swallow that trash pile of a stadium.
Let's see. Here's a 617 text that says, there is plenty to worry about. How about the sacks that Tom Brady? What, Tom Brady gets sacked four times?
Yep.
Four times.
Four times?
And I think some of his offensive linemen have tattoos.
I think they do. This is Bish. Yes, hello, Bish.
Good morning, Gregory. How are we?
What's happening? Happy Monday, Bish.
Deirdre, how are we?
Hello, good morning, Mark. What's going on?
Greg, the reason why, and Fitzy, this is also adamant to you too, the reason why Ben Watson hasn't been activated to the Patriots roster is since training camp, when he got the suspension, They had to put him on the exempt list. They never did. So therefore, he's on the roster per se, but he hasn't been compensated for it. And the reason why they're hesitant to bring him back is because the cap space is only $2.1 million that they have. They want to bring in somebody like Stephon Diggs or Emmanuel Sanders from Denver, but they can't because they have to squeeze him under the cap. And with Ben Watson literally vacationing in New Orleans where his family is, they feel like he's borderline almost retired. And with the short season coming up on Thursday, and you got Lacoste out there right now doing very well, it's almost like, what's the point of bringing him back with an aging tight end who pretty much has hands of stone and can't really catch, and he's 38 years old?
Well, probably go over pretty well if those guys asked about that this afternoon.
So you guys get Ben Watson back here today after missing the first 4 weeks. He's with you guys all camp. So he just slides back in, business as usual. This guy's been around for a long time, but how does that change the offense at all? Actually having maybe more of a tight end presence?
Yeah, we'll just have to see how that goes. Right now we have a roster exemption for him, so we'll just evaluate it. I mean, we haven't been on the field yet, so we'll evaluate it and see how it goes.
You don't want to announce the move for him yet here with us? Because you got to add him to the roster, right?
No, we have an exemption, Lou.
Oh, okay. And you can add him when?
He's on the roster, but he's an exemption, so he doesn't count as one of the 53 players.
Oh, so Sunday you don't have to take anyone off?
If he's active, we do.
Oh, okay. I was just seeing if you wanted to announce that now with us. No?
It's, he's exempt. He's a roster exemption.
Stupid.
Oh, God, I want to crawl out of my skin. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's uncomfortable.
I hope that's question one.
5:30 today. You get to hear that again.
I hope that is.
Well, and that'll be an hour and a half after because it has to be done by 4 o'clock today. Pucker. I mean, do the Pats not want to pay Ben Watson? Do they think they've got enough in Izzo and Lacoste?
Gronk. This could be a Gronk sign.
Here we go. Yeah.
Hey, did you notice Belichick was asked about him? I forget. I think the sideline reporter said she had a conversation about, or one of the play-by-play guys. And Belichick's response to them was praising Gronk and how much he meant to the franchise. He's not done that before.
Gumbel was saying that they had their pregame meeting, and Belichick said, you don't replace someone like Gronk. There is nobody in the history of the game that you could use to replace Gronk when he was talking about
in the history of the game.
Yes. Hmm.
Unless they cloned Bavaro, there's no one else that I think he would ever love at that position more than Gronk. And that's why they didn't draft anybody. They weren't just going to try to run out and impulse purchase tight ends in this past year's draft. That's a generational talent. They're not replacing him anytime soon.
Let's see here. Is when it comes to, this is Dan from Norfolk. There's nothing, Dan is saying there's really nothing available that they can do to improve when it comes to the offense. But I don't know.
Manny Sanders, he'd be just affordable enough. Belichick wanted him. Signed him to an offer sheet. It was a restricted offer sheet. Pittsburgh matched it, and then he left a couple of years later and took big money in Denver.
And actually, Rap Sheet had another report on that this weekend. He said everybody for Denver is tradable except for Von Miller. So basically, Denver's open for business.
Right, they're
even
one,
though they won a game.
They're 1-4. They're not going anywhere. Although, I got to say, Chargers have lost a couple. Chiefs now have a loss. The Raiders looking a little scrappy out in the West. Knock on wood if you agree with me. Pretty scrappy. Old spider wide tube banana out there. I like that guy.
How old is Ben Watson? 38?
61.
61. 61. He drinks 2 Insurers before he goes out there for every game.
The high protein one.
And a Centrum Silver.
Speaking of old washed up tight ends, do you guys want to talk to Wiggy for the cross here coming up?
Yes, I do want
a nice segue.
I do want
Nick loved that.
Jeez, mercy and Joseph.
Those guys are
creating
down,
controversy where it doesn't exist.
They're mercy. Down at the stadium.
They're down at the stadium, yes. They got right. James White coming up on the program.
All right, so we'll do that next. We'll talk to Wiggy. The crossover is coming up next.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
From the depths of the Z. Back to the block, Snoop Doggy Dog, Funky get the doc. Went solo on that ass, but it's still the same. Long Beach is the spot where I serve my cane. Follow me, but you bet not slip, cause non-trizzy.
The crossover today is brought to you by National Lumber. National Lumber, wait till you see them. Wiggy is at the stadium this morning on a Patriots Monday. What's going on, Wiggs?
What up? You know you're not supposed to be playing Snoop after he had to Kansas basketball had to apologize.
See, that's on Ken. I mean, really, Ken ought to be paying more attention.
But I like the Snoop, though. Keep playing it. And I like the fact that Snoop brought out a stripper at their, I think it was their.
One stripper, blue. Like four. They had stripper poles there.
Hey, you know, it's just, they were clothed.
Hey, did you make it to the movie?
No, I didn't get a chance to make it. I got caught watching that stupid Dallas and Green Bay game. What a joke. Stupid. Hey. Yeah, I had a little wager on that game.
Dallas almost staged the comeback, though.
Nah, Dallas blows. They stink.
They do. They do stink, and everyone says it's supposed to be Patriots-Dallas.
Dak Prescott. No, I'm sticking to my Pats New Orleans.
Yeah, Teddy Two Gloves looked pretty good yesterday on the deep ball, huh?
He looked good, but I think when you look at Drew Brees is, you know, you see him out there slinging around the mini ball, so he'll be back before you know it. It looks like Bridgewater will hold it down for him. But Pats, New Orleans, that's a Super Bowl.
Yeah, their defense is coming around, and you always got to be worried about, like, Kamara and Thomas. That's just, like, tough to cover.
Mm-hmm. They do. And their offense, they're not afraid to do some things with that football. Like, Bridgewater's kind of like, he doesn't go over 10 yards much throwing the football, so I'm not really concerned about them until they get Breeze back.
Well, your guy Nick was worried that the offense was broken yesterday.
Did he say that to Brady today or what?
I did.
Greg did on right my behalf.
On his behalf, yep. I did.
I'm Nick, still choking on the fumes.
Nick, you should have just stood up and said, hey, listen, what's up with this offense, man? It was broke. How are you going to fix it, Tom?
He's working it. He didn't even want to answer last Friday when he was asked about the... Sorry, we're just picking up the pieces.
Yeah, I don't think it's broke. It's definitely a work in progress. It's slow going, but it ain't broke. It definitely ain't broke. But they do need a weapon.
See? They need a piece. Are you AB? Going after Sanders, or you're buying into the digs?
I'm going after AB, man.
Oh, come on.
Bring him back?
Whoever's available. I don't mind. I don't care whether it's Sanders, whether it's Diggs. I know we talked about on NFL Sunday yesterday, we talked about Emmanuel Sanders. It's Rich Keefe, who's here sitting right across from me. He broke the Stephon Diggs thing about 3 weeks ago, so everybody's late to the party on that one.
Oh, so Mo Chanel is actually a burner account for Keefe?
I don't know. It might be, because he said that 3 weeks ago. I was all on Fitzgerald. He goes, nope. Here's the guy you need to keep an eye on. That's Stephon Diggs. Next thing you know, Stephon Diggs wants out. So Keith might be plugged up in Minnesota.
How good would Larry Fitzgerald?
Keith is plugged up.
How good would Larry Fitzgerald look in a Patriots uniform catching balls from Brady, though?
Yeah, I would love Larry Fitzgerald, but I don't know how much he cares about winning. I mean, it's the weirdest thing to me that he's arguably one of the greatest wide receivers in the game. And he would rather stay in Arizona and just lose than say, you know what, I'll go to the Patriots for a year just because I always want to play my whole career in Arizona. It's kind of strange to me. I wonder if the dude really is about winning.
On another note, are any of Dale's tattoos visible this morning? Or
awkward.
Yeah, he's full sleeved up from the neck all the way down. He's got a nice little face drop, teardrop mm-hmm. tattoo on his eye.
He does. So he's been putting makeup on that all this time to cover up. So
he goes, he's got thug life and Chinese characters in the back of his neck.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that. You know what the problem is, and it's probably more for Curtis than anything. Most of the people that have issues with like tattoos, it's because they've never experienced life. They've never been around other people that look different than them. It's
right.
It's kind of the lily white person that's like, oh my God, he's got tattoos.
Yeah.
He's got to be a gangster. He's got to be a thug. He's got to be this. He's got to be that. No, you're the one who got issues. If you don't have a tattoo, I'm wondering about you.
So you can just prejudge me by getting mad at me for prejudging others with tattoos.
That well, no, I don't judge people whether they have tattoos or not. Unlike
same.
You, Curtis, it's
I like
different.
That voice it would you
be,
just did.
It, no, I was just playing around when I said that. But when you look at it, would be like me saying to people, "Go, I would judge a person who wears a MAGA hat," and we know you should not do that because I've heard you say that before. Don't judge people for wearing MAGA hats.
What? Would you? I mean, Wiggy, you went like Curtis was all. Mm-hmm. Curtis was.
Oh, he don't understand that one now.
Don't judge people who wear MAGA hats. What are you talking about?
Oh, I heard you say this on the show before. Is how are they going to judge those kids just because they wear MAGA hats? That don't mean they're this.
Literally has never come out of my mouth.
Oh, okay.
The only
old Curtis, not the new Curtis.
The only tattoo that Curtis has actually, Wiggy, is back during his gin days. He got his pin tattooed on his left wrist in case he ever forgot it when he wanted to take out some money.
Yeah, I don't mind a tattoo. Hey, nothing wrong with it.
Hey,
I mean,
what does it mean?
A lot of your classmates at Rivers, did they have tattoos?
Oh my God, there was actually a parlor inside the school in the quad. Yeah.
But doesn't that show you a lot about a person who judges people with tattoos? That neck tat
and my doctor are not congruent.
People.
I would not go to a doctor with
a
neck tat.
You wouldn't go to a doctor who had a neck tattoo, Wiggy.
Why? I mean, what do tattoos represent?
Bad judgment if you got it on your neck.
No. What do they represent, whether you got it on the neck or anything? See, the thing is that you think it represents what the media tells you on television, that they're criminals, there's gangsters, this, they're that. Uh-huh. There are a lot of law-abiding citizens with tattoos out there.
What if it's a gang tat?
Yeah, well,
gang
tat.
What if it's not? Come on.
How does anyone know whether, if your doctor's about to do surgery on you, are you furiously looking up gang tats to try to figure out whether the guy is
Takashi 6ix9ine?
He's like a Crip or something like that?
Well, he's a member of the Yakuza. That's how we're going to figure. Can we go back to talking about the Patriots' broken offense?
No, we can't.
They like the tattoo talk.
Yeah. All right. What are you guys doing down there today, Wiggy?
We're going to ask Dale about how he got that teardrop tattoo on his eye.
All right.
Want to know the real story behind that.
All right. Well, it's a Patriots Monday, and these guys are at the stadium. Don't forget that we'll be back tomorrow morning. If you missed anything today, you can hear it as a download at WEEI.com or on the radio.com app. And, Wiggy, you're in here tomorrow morning.
I'll be rocking it with y'all, all my tattoos and everything.
Nice.
All
right,
I think I might bring in a gun too because I got tattoos, so I got to be a criminal.
No, don't do that.
I'll bring mine too. We can have a gun show.
All right. Thanks for listening and have a great Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.